Have you ever thought that you could hum your way to better health? Who would have thought that with 10 minutes a day, you could move from stress and overwhelm to cool, calm, and collected? This is not something that you have to do forever before it really starts impacting your body, impacting your health. Welcome to the Becoming Superhuman podcast. My name is Dr. Nirvani Umadat, and I spent years as a dentist, researcher, traveler of the world, and entrepreneur through helping thousands of people and my studies of conventional, ancient, and spiritual sciences. I've realized that merging science and spirituality is necessary for us to understand who we really are. I'm here to empower you to up-level your life, mind, body, and soul, and to become your own version of superhuman. Have you ever thought that you could hum your way to better health? Who would have thought that with 10 minutes a day, you could move from stress and overwhelm to cool, calm, and collected? Today, we're going to talk about the anciently honored yet scientifically backed practice of humming and how you can hum your way into a healthier version of yourself today. So this is a really fun topic for me to talk about because I think it's something that is not only incredibly accessible for pretty much everybody, but it really does mix ancient wisdom, modern science, ancient yogic practices, and helps us to combine all of that in a really practical, actionable way that we can use in our everyday lives. And I just want to give credit to my friend David, who I was talking with over the weekend, and he actually brought up the fact that he was reading that humming actually increases the amount of nitric oxide in our bodies. And through this, it acts to relax and release tension within us in a number of different ways. And he had actually been finding a lot of value from incorporating this humming practice that he's now doing into his daily meditation. Although when he said it, it made a lot of sense, I still wanted to see if there was any modern research, modern science that had looked into this, and if there was information that was scientifically supporting this, although a lot of these ancient pieces of wisdom and these ancient gems around health and maintaining longevity don't have a lot of modern science backing. But fortunately, this one does have some. And so it was really interesting to search and do some reading on it. And I just wanted to bring this forward as a tool in your toolkit of health, wellness, and really honoring your body. And what it looks like is literally humming. So that sounds very simple. It sounds something that you probably automatically do anyways, but there is evidence that it really does have a positive effect on your body in a number of different ways and actually improves the tone within your nervous system. So that also just sort of, it reverberates throughout your entire body as far as the benefits that you receive. So there were a couple of studies that I looked into that had done research with this, had taken sample sizes of different groups of people and examined what happened with these people as a result of humming for whatever amount of time they were testing them for. And so I took that information and I've tried to condense it into something that is hopefully interesting and accessible and useful for you. So what are we talking about when we say humming? Like, what does that actually look like? And there are actually different types of humming. And specifically when we're talking about yoga and yogic practices, there are different chants, different mantras, and different hums or sounds that you can make. And specifically, the type of humming was the Brahmari Pranayama breathing technique. And pranayama is really just controlled or technical breathing in the world of yoga. And it allows us to connect the breath, to connect our spirit that powers our body to the body itself. And that is sort of a given across lots of yogic practices. And throughout the asanas or throughout the different postures that you engage in when you're moving through physical aspects of yoga. And so the Brahmari breathing technique is incredibly simple, but it involves a deep inhale followed by a slow, long, controlled exhale while making the om sound. So deep inhale in. And then a long, controlled, peaceful exhale out through your mouth, chanting that om sound. And in the studies that I looked at, one of them took a relatively large group of people, about 82 people, split that group into control versus study group, and then saw what happened. And basically what they observed is the effects of the daily chanting on the people that they were observing in the study group were profound. So basically, lung function improved to a statistically significant degree, meaning the ability to inhale and then controlled exhale out improved. And that was measured with basically the volume of air that was able to be exhaled in a controlled manner, like the amount that somebody was able to release on that exhale breath. And then also the amount that somebody could forcefully release. So you have your regular passive breathing that we kind of normally engage in and don't really overly think about. But then when you're doing more physical activities or you're exerting yourself, the higher your capacity, the greater your capacity to modulate your breathing and to take in more air, release more carbon dioxide, or basically exhale, inhale more efficiently, the greater your ability to deal with higher intensity physical activity. So these aspects of breathing and being able to more efficiently use the lungs were measured, as well as changes in weight. And in the one study that I looked at, they only really evaluated the study group for 2 weeks. So what they did is they did 2 sessions of 5 minutes. I believe it was a total of 10 minutes a day of this breathing technique. So the inhale and then exhale with the om chant or the om hum. And they evaluated pre-study, post-study, what the lung function and different aspects of their physiology were, including their weight. And in a 2-week period, there was overall an average change of almost, it was, I believe, like 0.8 pounds. So almost a pound of weight change, which is significant when you consider that nothing else had changed about the lives of these people they were studying. So if you extrapolate that to sort of say what would happen to you if you engaged in this humming process and were already a physically active person, were already engaged in other aspects of physical activity that were meant to not necessarily control your weight, but just help with your overall dynamics overall. And now you add this really simple free, easily accessible, can do anywhere, anytime activity like humming into your repertoire of things that you're using towards health. And it seems like it is sort of this cheat code to hack into or harness, as I would like to say, harness what is already innately a part of you and available to you and God-given through you, within you, and you can actually release outside of you now this beautiful chanting, om, humming sound. So that was the one study. The second study I looked at, I don't quite recall what the sample size was. They examined their study group for 6 weeks and they did the same 10 minutes a day. And those were similar things to what they noticed. So overall improvement in lung function. They also measured cardiac effects. So they found in the study that they conducted with 6 week term, 10 minutes a day in the group that they studied, heart rate went down. So the heart rate was better regulated. Heart rate variability went, so that was improved. And there was a tendency through those things, through improving the heart rate, through improving HRV, that vagal tone was improved as well. So when you don't have the heart firing as much, you don't have it working as hard, and you have it better able to regulate stressors through improvement in heart rate variability, that sort of has this positively reinforcing effect on the vagus nerve that vagal tone increases, or the conductivity of the vagus nerve, which not only it innervates the heart, and really it is our longest nerve running through the center of our body. So if we can improve vagal tone, and I mean, this is something that runs from the brainstem all the way down into the abdomen, we are hitting so many different spots along this central system of our body here to support us. And it really does apparently make a difference to how our hearts are functioning, how our lungs are functioning, how we're functioning within our nervous system. And really, when your heart rate is calmed, when you have better regulated heart rate variability, when your lung function is improved and you have more controlled, more calm, more consistent breathing happening from the lungs, these are all indicators of a system and of a person who is calm, who is at ease, who is at peace within their system, and then can be at peace within themselves overall. And really, these are signs that we look for when we are at ease and not in this reactive, responsive, trauma-induced fight or flight sensation that most people find themselves in, because we're stressed out. As a society, we're stressed out. We're doing things that are stressors to us throughout our day. And there are obvious things. A lot of people would say the stresses of work, family, balancing a lot of different things at one time, financial stressors, social stressors. So there's all these things that we're constantly bombarded with, having to maneuver around. And then on top of it, there are much more subtle, much more sneaky ways that we're getting hit with different stressors, like diet, mental stressors, things that we're allowing into the consciousness, whether we are actively or inactively allowing certain things into our consciousness. And this is one of the reasons that I am such a big advocate of meditation, or just some mindfulness practice where you are forcibly or intentionally, I'll say that, intentionally engaged in a process or a practice where you are giving yourself this space to time out, chill out, and really connect with yourself, connect to the universe, connect to source consciousness and source energy, and connect with God and start to honor the things about the divine existence that we are given here and how that relates to who you are and how you show up in the world. And if we don't give ourselves that space and that time and the permission to do that, you never just find it. You really have to almost like crash and burn out completely. There's no flame left for you to somehow just come to a place where you feel you can give yourself the space to not do anything. And nobody wants to get to that place. If you can organize within yourself the idea that you are deserving and you are worthy and you are entitled to take some time to honor yourself and treat your body with love and care and honor the divine nature and the infinite intelligence that is working throughout you, that is the most beautiful gift that you can give yourself in a day. And with something like this, now you've got this activity humming, chanting, that you can incorporate into a meditative practice if you already have one. Or if you don't necessarily have one, this could be a stepping stone for you because it is so easy. It doesn't require anything but time and intention. And it could be a place where you allow yourself to feel the positive benefits of humming your way to happiness. And the paranasal sinuses are the main oscillators or vibrator mechanisms here at action, where when you create that humming noise through exhalation and then the actual chanting, the sinuses vibrate and they produce nitric oxide, which is moving through your body. It's moving through the blood and it works to help relax things, to dilate the blood vessels, to relax the heart, reduce heart rate, improve the heart's ability to respond to stress and to then make adjustments as a response to stress. You also just get better functioning lung capacity and ventilation that's happening in your body. And these things are just so incredibly important for how you feel, how you function. And then the icing on the cake is that you actually immediately feel almost like a little bit of a high, I would say, a little lightheaded and really good. I started doing this a couple of days ago when I found out about it, when I started reading about this, and I'm going to keep doing it because I feel good when I do it. And bonus, it helps you regulate your weight. Nothing wrong with that. Bonus, it helps your lungs and your heart. Great. It helps the tone of the vagus nerve that is running throughout your body and innervates so many different systems in your body. Those are all just added bonuses and really cool things to learn about this practice. But in learning about it and understanding it a little bit more, I just wanted to bring it forward. I wanted to share it with you and just give you the permission to take this, run with it, and or actually sit with it and meditate with it and really feel it within your body. And these studies that I am citing here, I mean, they were 2 to 6 weeks long and benefits were seen in both of them. So this is not something that you have to do forever before it really starts impacting your body, impacting your health. And after all is said and done, if you can get quiet with yourself, if you can get quiet within your body, and if you can allow yourself to get into a state where you really become present and you start to feel the positive effects of you taking time to honor your body, what more could you ask for? Especially in a world where every second of the day there is something trying to distract you. There is something trying to tell you that you need something outside of you. This is completely self-generated self-love. So I leave you with this. You were born to be superhuman. And I hope that with what you've heard here today, you can take this, you can use it. And if you are in a place where you are feeling weak, you are feeling tired, you are feeling sick, it allows you to move one step closer to feeling strong, to feeling vibrant, to feeling healthy, and to being the most beautiful version of yourself that you can step into. Thank you.